say a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say that he's
afraid of the dark.
Do you ever heard children using words and describing other children who frighten easily?
Scary.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard them call them scary cat?
Yeah.
Well, what about somebody who leaves a pretty good bit of money out in plain sight with the door open?
Careless.
Right, careless.
Mm-hmm.
Or say if you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say about Aunt Lizzie, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. Except every night then she acts a little
funny. Funny or peculiar or queer. Odd.
Must know a lot of people like that. But what about say a man who makes up his mind about something and just refuses to change it regardless of whether he's right or wrong?
He's stubborn. Or set in his ways.
Or have you ever heard a person like that called mutilated?
Mm-hmm. Or something like that? Don't mutilate it.
So what about a person who you just can't joke with without losing their temper?
Can't take a joke, and it just left me, and I got ready to say it. Hard-headed.
You ever heard people call people like that, touchy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or somebody like that, you might say, well, I'm just kidding, and I didn't know he was going to get
mad.
Or if somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, then I'll just
calm down. Uh-huh.
Or if you have been working all day, at the end of the day, you say you're very
tired.
If you're just very, very tired, you
say, I'm worn out.
Well, this expression, say if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, wasn't fine yesterday, but wasn't he?
Took sick.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry to get there, you might say someone, oh, we'll get there.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. The other way you've heard people say that?
After a while. Or sometime.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say something like, we get there by and by?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about if somebody got overheated and then got chilled and their eyes started watering and the nose started running?
Taking cold.
Or if that affected their voice, you say they're a little
hoarse.
If I do that, I've got a little
frog in his throat.
I had to
cough.
What about
I started coughing this morning at that funeral.
Yeah.
I was sitting right under the air conditioner. It was real cold, and I don't know if that's what caused it or not, but I started coughing. I had a cough drop in my purse.
That always happens to me when I'm in some kind of crowded place.
Yes, sir.
Like in the school.
It embarrassed me because the preacher was talking, you know. Right. I was sitting there coughing. And
did yours start with kind of a tingling in the back of your throat?
Mm-hmm. I kind of think that's nerves, maybe. Because I was in such a rush this morning, I guess I might have got nervous, you know, because I had my washing machine run over.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had to take my clothes in and go up the laundrette and wash them up there and then dry them, and tried to call the repairman and couldn't get him. And then I had to run home and get dressed and go pick up Pearl and get to that funeral at 11 o'clock. And I mean, it was 11 o'clock when we got there. But they hadn't started preaching yet.
What might you say late in the day? Say something like, well,